la nuit.
Les plus grands DJ du monde mixent sur Radio FG. FG Mix.
LP Joby pour une nuit spéciale Woman DJ.
This is LP Joby.
Listen up, children.
You are listening to Femme House Radio.
I said, listen up, children.
Say hello.
A wonderful night is made as much by the dancers as the music. Guided as much by the spirit of joy in the room as by the hand which reaches for the next. Us has a role in tonight's experience. We all play in the band. I said, we all play in the band.
Here he
is. This is LPGOB and I founded FemHouse, a 501c3 foundation and educational platform that teaches the technical areas of music making for women, non-binary, trans, and other marginalized gender identities. Every week, I will be interviewing and spotlighting women in music while bringing you the best dance tunes from around the world.
FemHouse Radio, this week's guest, Ray Cola.
Not my type, that's what I like. Yeah, I just might take it to another level. A little spice, we serving ice. Can you match my vibe? All the city girls, cowboys, turn up at the rodeo. Harajuku, Tokyo, can you match my vibe? All the pretty boys, good girls, let me see you popping it. Crazy, cool, and confident, can you match my vibe?
shake my brick. Make the shake. Make the shake. Make the shake my brick. Make the shake my brick. Make the shake. Make the shake. Make the shake by brick. Make the shake, make the shake.
FG Mix.
LP Joby pour une nuit spéciale Woman DJ.
Bye.
pump it. Weight is heavy, but me, I'm fresher. I'm stronger now. I just pump it, pump it, pump it. New fit, I feel like the best. Can't fuck with me in my head. My thoughts are spinning like this, but my heart is pushing like that. New fit, I feel like the best. Can't fuck with me in my head. My thoughts are spinning like this,
but my heart is pumping. Pump it.
FGMix.
Au platine d'FGMix, LP Joby pour une nuit spéciale Woman DJ.
Turn the scene into rooms, watch me how I do. Just pump it, 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 pump it. My heart alive, the beat moving to it. Each day I'm up and just pump it, 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 pump it. Late at night when these thoughts are crazy, my eyes are had to just pump it, pump it, pump it, pump it, pump it. Weight is heavy, but me, I'm pressure, I'm stronger now. It's just pump it, 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 pump
it, pump it, pump it, pump it, pump it,
pump it. Listening to Femhouse Radio with your host LP Gob, and this week we have Ray Cola, the dynamic duo of twin sisters Ray and Nicole, who have been deeply immersed in music since birth. Growing up in the South Side of Chicago, they draw from the rich history of house music, adding their own modern twist to the genre. Influenced by pioneers like DJ Sluggo, Ghetto Blaster, and DJ Godfather, Ray Cola's sound is a fusion of ghetto, tech house, and booty bass, characterized by dirty, emphatic beats that resonate with their Chicago roots. Their electrifying performances have graced some of the most prominent festivals and venues, including Ultra Miami, Electric Forest, Brooklyn Mirage, Lightning in a Bottle, Beyond Wonderland, and Dirty Bird Campin', among others. Welcome to Femhouse Radio. Thanks for being with us. Tell us your origin story. How did you get into DJing and producing?
Yeah, it's so funny. I feel like as kids, we always liked music and tried different instruments. We tried piano, clarinet, guitar, and like nothing ever really stuck truly. It was like there was interest there, but it just wasn't sticking in the way we wanted it to. And we moved to Los Angeles for college and started going out to different clubs and different things and seeing different parties and became friends with a DJ and really wanted to learn and bugged him for a year to teach us how to DJ. And now that I'm a DJ, I understand. I'm like, people always ask and you're like, okay, do you really want to learn? But we were like bugging him for so long that he invited us to this open deck session. It's like all these dudes, they all know how to DJ and we have no idea. They just, they just threw us in. They're like, well, just like hop in. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. So that was like my first introduction together.
I remember getting home and we both were asking, when are you guys going to do this again? I loved it so much, even though it was kind of challenging, uncomfortable. I still wanted to do it more. And they said next month. And we're like, next month? I want to do this next week or so. And we put together our money and brought a little controller and just started kind of bedroom DJing for fun. And it was always just a hobby. Our friends would come over and we would play some music. And eventually some of our friends would ask us to DJ for their events and different things like that. So we just kind of started doing it as little parties.
Yeah, that was like fashion events. 9 years ago. That was like 9 years ago. And we were both working corporate at the time. And within like 8 or 9 months or so, we both had this conversation that we weren't liking our jobs. We were starting to play more shows that were paid and we're like, I think we could do this full time.
How was it? Was it scary to make that leap? Like what advice would you give to others who are thinking about that?
I think at the time I had to look at what there was that I would be giving up versus what I could possibly accomplish with taking that leap, because I could stay in my comfortable position of staying in my corporate job and sometimes playing and not really sleeping much because I would have a night gig till 2 a.m. and wake up at 6 a.m. for work. I think even though it was really comfortable, there was like this whole nother world in view that you could see the possibility of what possibly could be. And when I look at it today, I just can't imagine all the different shows and people we've gotten to connect with and things like that. I would not even have those experiences if I stayed in my little comfort bubble.
Even just like me as a person, I feel like I've grown so much through doing this. I'm such an introvert. Like when I talk to family, they're like, I never would have known you could be on stage like that.
Really? No, I mean, like in the small interaction we've had, I totally see you owning a stage completely.
I definitely have grown so much through this. I was not like this like 9 years ago. So also I started seeing myself growing through doing music.
That is so awesome. And what is it like to work with a sibling?
There's so many perks and then there's so many challenges. I feel like siblings in general, you just have, you know, your little bickering in moments.
We're still siblings at the end of the day. So I think even with little things like DJing and I'm trying to do something and she's trying to do it her way.
There was definitely these little moments that were like, all right, we can't bicker while we're up here. We need to have peace. But I think through especially learning to tour together and like making music together and creating together, we've learned so much about each other that I would not have known before. And I think it's also like helped our relationship. We don't fight anymore, which is like kind of crazy.
What?
We've grown, I think I've grown a lot of patience.
Patience and understanding.
The first year we went on a tour together, it was rocky for sure. And I think I had to grow a sense of patience that helps me even with other relationships that I do have of just like understanding. For the most part, you're not trying to like hurt me or do something crazy. So I just have to have that sense of understanding coming to it. And I think, even with working with other people, I have to remind myself like, okay, their intention's probably good. Let me just try to have a better understanding. So I think it definitely taught me that.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'm so happy you have each other. Tell us what we have to look forward to from you in 2025.
New music. 2024 was definitely a year that we kind of sat back and learned a bit more, which was different. I think we've been just continuing to like learn and put out music and try to do shows and just try to connect our music with more people. And I think last year was the first year that we kind of just sat back and said, let's just grow with the people around us. Let's learn. Let's do more classes.
Like what happens, happens, but less like planning and trying to initiate, which I think was really good.
Helpful and good. We have a lot of collab tracks, which is newer for us.
Congrats on your newest release, Knees Ain't Weak, which is awesome.
Thank you.
Very, very, very cool. Yeah, congrats. Well, we're huge fans of what you're doing over at Femhouse Radio and Femhouse, the team. And thank you so much for putting your art and your energy out in the world.
That means the world.
That literally means so much. So thank you.
My heart is pumping, my
Radio.
Retrouvez les 15 radios FG Mix,
FG Mix
sur l'appli Radio FG et radiofg.com.
This is what you call a bad bitch.
FG Mix.
FG Mix.
LP Joby pour une nuit spéciale Woman DJ.
Yeah. House Hymn of the Week.
House Radio.